With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Mephs, bitch.
Mephs, bitch.
It's intimacy week.
Hello.
I'm Naomi.
And I'm Danielle.
And welcome to Batch Bitch, this podcast where we bitch about Married at First Sight at the moment.
It makes sense. It's all in the title.
You get it. Batch Bitch. Oh, that's a podcast about Married at First Sight. Danielle, how are you going?
Yeah, good. I think we're both tired today.
Oh, we're both delirious.
Exhausted. Too much work for two working gals.
Oh, I can't wait to talk about 6 hours of television.
Well, I mean, we did just say before that when it came Thursday night, we're kind of disappointed for there not to be another episode.
You get used to it.
Yeah.
It's like, it's almost like having a partner.
Yeah, it's my routine. I get home from a gig. Yeah. I say, hi, Jono. I got to go watch Married at First Sight.
Then you've got an excuse to get away from him. Don't have to say I've got a headache every damn day.
He's asleep. He's always asleep. He goes to bed early.
Yeah. We wake up at like 5 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this isn't the Jono podcast. I think you get used to it. It's like binging because there's so much of it.
Yeah.
Because Mark's been home for just this week and every time he's like, what are you doing? What are you watching? I'm like, Maths. And he's like, how? How? I know you're keeping up with it. How is it still on? I'm like, I don't know.
They are long episodes.
They're like, with ads, they're an hour and a half. And that program I got was a free trial and it ran out. And I can't find a replacement, which means I have to watch it at normal speed with ads now.
Oh, yeah, that isn't. I do not understand. Sorry, all the TV channels who are making us pay for free-to-air TV to not have ads. I'm not doing it.
Well, I mean, you pay with ads.
Yeah, but I will just go to the toilet. Sometimes I need to go to the toilet. I've been drinking heaps of water, so it's actually fine for me.
Damn, you showed them. Danielle's not watching your ads. She's going to the toilet.
I'm going to piss all over your ads.
Cop that.
Channel 9.
Anyway, we're up to week 3 on Married at First Sight. This is where the couples have moved in together.
Mm-hmm. I was confused by this being like them being like, you're moving in together as if they haven't spent like the last 2 weeks together.
Well, yeah.
Like, weren't they in like apartments for their honeymoon together? And weren't they like, why is this a big deal? Like, surely then last week when they came back for the cocktail party, what were they just in hotel rooms until the apartments were sorted?
I think the apartments are hotel rooms.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Did they just furnish them a week later or something?
Yeah, they just lived on the street.
Yeah, because I remember last week when we saw them all in Sydney or whatever, and I was like, geez, because I saw Josh and Kathy's apartment, and I was like, oh, the budget has gone down this year. But then when they got given their apartments, I was like, oh, yeah, that's back to normal.
Wait, so they were living in like a cheaper...
Yeah, it looked like a cheaper, shitty hotel.
Oh, they must have just had a hotel room. Okay. Yeah.
So I was cool. Like, don't act like you weren't together the whole time. This isn't the first time living... I mean, this will just be a longer time for... Anyway, moving on. I just think it's a lie.
It's an apartment with a kitchen. Yeah. It's the only difference.
That's literally it.
Yeah. But they're all living in the same building yet again. They have their names on the door.
Mm-hmm.
Good on them. Anyway, let's watch it all fall apart. First thing I noticed about this episode, they're a little vacation from having the kettle boil. They had the iron steaming.
This was a big thing last year. So because we open up to David ironing and stuff as well. Last year, Mike was constantly just ironing t-shirts. And this year, David seems to be the one who's always ironing t-shirts. I'm just saying that is not good foreshadowing for David.
No, it isn't. Wait, which one's David?
Oh, he's the one with Haley.
Oh, there's too many men.
Yes.
They all sound the same to me.
Well, there's, yeah.
David. Michael. Mikey. Steve. Josh. It's just good content. Just us trying to remember the names of people that we have written down in front of us. John.
Ivan.
Well, Ivan's fine. Honestly, that's unique enough for me.
Okay.
Anyway.
Moving on. Okay.
Sorry, we're tired. Okay. There's so much to talk about. I didn't write down everything because there's just too much.
No.
Just wrote down things of interest.
I wrote down things of interest and then things that I probably shouldn't have written down.
Yeah, well, yeah, not everything's of interest, it seems. Oh, okay, so we got the... So the first thing we get to, the first episode, is the commitment ceremonies, which is where you find out who's staying and who's leaving.
Yes.
Or who, now, remember, critical rule hasn't come into play yet, but I'm sure it will. If one person says stay and one person says leave, then they stay.
Yes.
Which... as I said last season, is so funny to me because that is not how breakups work.
No. But.
One person's just literally trapped by, what, a contract?
I heard about. Okay, so the other night somebody was telling me that one of their friends, he didn't want to get married and she did want to get married. So they got married.
Well, yeah, I guess it is semi-realistic.
I feel like it's also something where I guess some people, if they live together and stuff, like, you can't immediately get out.
That's true.
It's got to be like, okay, we're going to break up now. I guess we're going to have to be here until we figure out how to do this break lease or whatever.
Let's just stay together until the lease ends.
Oh, let's just keep it going.
We'll fuck once a month and then we'll just spend the rest of the time scrolling, I think.
Yeah, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. We're good. We're friends. We've got this relationship of friendship.
So let's go through the couples.
It actually doesn't work for these people because they have not built a relationship or friendship.
Yeah, exactly. They've started from nothing.
Yeah.
And that's where most of these couples will end up, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
First is Kathy and Josh, who just talk about how they fuck heaps.
Yep.
In front of everyone.
That was cute.
Good on them.
They seem very smitten with each other.
Yeah. Next is Amanda and Tash.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I have to say, I feel like the only reason these two have been paired is because they're both lesbians.
Yes, that does seem to be the case.
Couldn't be worse suited.
Nobody would put these two together at all.
No.
Like, I get that Amanda feels rejected, but she can't just constantly be annoyed at Tash because Tash needs space. Like, she can't just keep forcing herself in and then getting annoyed. I'm pissed off with Amanda.
It's crazy. So Amanda says it's married at first sight, not friends at first sight. Tash gets blamed for telling Amanda she's not attracted to her.
Yeah.
When Amanda's words were, are you not attracted to me? Be honest.
It's so annoying.
What is she supposed to say? Not be honest? Then you'd be mad at her for not being honest.
Amanda says,
Amanda says, I feel like Tash is the one calling the shots. And they say, why do you say that? And she says, because if it was up to me, we would have slept together by now. Well, I'm sorry. That's not how sex works.
No.
You both have to say yes.
It's up to both of you, psycho.
If I was in charge, we'd be fucking right now.
Well, good thing you're not. Oh, my God.
You don't get to be in charge.
No, Amanda is so like, all of this stuff is so horrible that she's saying. You can't say that if it was up to me, we would have fucked by now.
No, you can't.
You can't say that. You gotta, you know, obviously, maybe you can think that. You'd be like, God, I'd love to fuck her. But you can't say.
You can't complain.
If it was my choice, if she didn't have a choice in this, yes! We would have done it.
That's what she's saying. Well, sorry, Amanda, but she does get a choice.
And she doesn't want to have sex with you because you're being annoying. Oh my! I don't understand why Amanda doesn't understand, hey, maybe if you back down and be, like, kind and nice and, like, not force yourself on her, she might start to like you. I mean, probably
she
not.
She can't help it. She's European.
You do have an annoying personality type.
She's European. She can't help it.
Yeah.
She can't help but express herself.
I do not understand why everybody's like, I'm European. I'm passionate. But passion stands for angry.
It absolutely does. Look, I have some experience in this area. I've had to train the Italian out of Mark, essentially. good because he's like, you know, yelling is just normal. And I'm like, okay, no.
No.
No, not for me. It was actually really funny to watch this because Tash is like, I don't like being yelled at. And Amanda's like, it's fine.
It's passion.
But like if two people like yelling and they're fine with it, I understand it like doesn't get to you. But I am a Tash.
Yeah, I don't want to be yelled
whenever
at.
Anyone like slightly raises their voice, I'm like, oh my God.
This is abuse. I'm being abused right now. That's how. Yeah, I'm like, oh, oh absolutely. No. A gentle raise of the voice, me cowering in a corner. Oh no.
Just a couple of Tashes here. Anyway, poor them. They both stay for who knows fucking why. Michael and Stacey.
Mm-hmm.
Michael says that Stacey had more walls up than the Trump administration.
Which is the same joke he said in the first episode where they got married.
Ha ha ha. And he says, I'm obsessed with her. Good on you.
It's kind of sweet until you sort of realize that he... he doesn't really see her as a person ever, I don't think.
Mm.
I think he sees her more as like a beautiful thing.
Yeah, maybe. We'll talk about this more later.
Okay.
We'll get into it. Anyway, they stay. Everyone stays. Spoiler alert. Connie and Johnny have a problem. John is on his phone too much.
Mm-hmm.
What a modern day...
Drama issue. Mm-hmm.
Who can relate? Who can't relate? Chris and Vanessa are fine. Remember, Vanessa is the one who thinks she's really ugly when she's not.
Yeah. It's very... I mean, they're getting zero screen time, that couple.
Yeah. So they must be doing well.
Seemingly, they're very boring.
Yeah. Mikey and Natasha. Now, remember, Mikey is the one who can ski and mm-hmm. Natasha is the one who doesn't want to be a trophy wife.
Yeah.
Yes. They didn't consummate the marriage, they say, but they were intimate. So did they do handies? Is that what that means?
Handies or mouthies?
Handies or mouthies.
One of the two, I guess.
Both
of which, I mean, sorry, but I think hand stuff seems... I don't know. It seems... I feel like fucking this is less full-on than hand stuff. Because hand stuff, I'm like, I don't... This is weird.
Why is it weird?
Well, because I'm like, why would I touch your dick? You touch your dick all the time with your hand. You know how to do it with your hand way better than I'm ever going to do it to you with my hand.
No, but it's like when guys like sit on their hand so it feels like it's not them.
That's a thing nobody does.
Yeah, but you understand the point is that it feels like someone else is doing it.
Yeah, but I feel like it's a worse person doing it. I'm not going to be as good as the person who's done it their whole lives to themselves.
Yeah, but just because
and they're definitely not going to be as good as me. No, are these trigger fingers?
Yeah, but it's like giving yourself a massage or someone else giving you a massage. It just feels nice.
Yeah, I'm not going to give myself a massage.
You can't predict what's going to happen.
Yeah, that's true. But also, if somebody's hands are on me, I'm going to want to fuck.
I'm very pro hand stuff.
Okay.
We're getting too deep.
Okay.
Pro hand stuff 2020. More hand stuff, everyone. Michelle and Steve stay. Poppy and Luke stay. Alex and Yvonne. They ask Alex if she's attracted to Yvonne. Brutal thing to ask.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's clearly not.
Nope.
And she says, not yet. Not sexually attracted to him yet, but may come. They're actually doing pretty well.
Yeah.
Considering I think they were set up.
As the joke couple. Yeah.
And they're actually doing amazing. So yeah. Respect to them. David and Haley. Okay. All right. I'm about to fly off. I'm about to fly off the handle. I'm going to go off.
You go off, girl.
I don't want... Go off, queen. Okay, so David and Haley, you may remember, David got pissed off because he said he makes $25 an hour and Haley said, that's not going to cut it. Mm-hmm. I maintain, and I was there, that Haley was making a joke
because mm-hmm.
she's very jokey.
And her jokes don't often
land. He cannot get over it. honestly get over it. I'm sick of hearing about this. He keeps bringing it up. She, at first she denied it. Not amazing at conflict resolution. Just admit it. But then she had apologized. I swear, before this, she has apologized.
She's apologized, I swear, heaps of times now.
Anyway, he brings it up a fucking again. He loves having something to hold on to, this guy.
Yeah, he's the...
Loves being mad.
He's the biggest grudge holder.
And then he says, oh, I'm tired of not speaking my truth. That's how he opens it up.
Okay.
All you've done is talk. So annoying. You're with the most talkative person there is. And yet, I'm so sick of hearing you speak.
Yeah.
he says, oh, I'm so mad again. Okay. Hayley can't change her past with drugs, and I accept that so I can let that slide. Oh, you can let it slide that she was addicted to drugs.
She's flying.
Oh, fuck. Oh, I can forgive her. She hasn't done anything to you. Can't? I'm sorry. I'm so mad. And so here I am with a recovering drug addict that's a smoker. How rude. I'm so mad. Recovering drug addict. So she says, no, I'm a recovered drug addict. So she's not a drug addict anymore. She's someone who had a drug addiction.
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's so annoying to me.
Yeah.
It's what an asshole. So he's basically saying, I've been paired up with this shit girl who's like a junkie. And what? And now she's having a go at me for how much I earn? No. You paired up with a girl who's overcome a lot and come out very strong on the other side. And you're being a little bitch.
On the plus side, both of
that
you...
That is so rude. I'm so mad. That's such a fucked thing to say. Anyway, you go on.
Yeah, it is a horrible thing to say. On the plus side, though, it now means that both of them have said hurtful things to each other.
Oh, great.
And they've got to call it even.
Great. Oh,
please.
Does he
call it even? No.
Here's how they call it even. By Hayley apologizing for making a joke about his wage and him not apologizing. For calling her a recovering drug addict who's a smoker.
Yeah, David's never going to apologize. I don't, David.
It's fucked up. If I, like, if I had to rank those two things, honestly, the wage thing, get the fuck over it.
Yeah.
Bringing up someone's drug addiction because you're pissed at them. Disgusting.
Yeah. Also, be mad at the experts for pairing you with somebody who smokes if you asked specifically to not be with a smoker.
Yeah.
Don't be mad at her and don't ask somebody to cut off smoking. Mm-hmm. I imagine Hayley probably has some issues around addiction and that sort of thing. And if her smoking keeps her from, you know, going back to doing what she was doing before, or maybe it's a very stressful environment. She says she doesn't usually smoke and she only smoked like 6 cigarettes. Then let her be.
Yeah. No, he just wants something to be mad at. Anyway, whatever. She apologizes and she's bawling her eyes out because she's been so disrespected and freaking marginalized. I'm so mad. Anyway, they both stay. Even though I say, Hayley, run. That is so rude. Anyway. That's the commitment ceremony.
Okay, now all the couples move into an apartment together, woo-hoo! But separately, just in their couples.
Yes. So Luke is excited that he is in an elevator.
Yep.
That is a country man right there.
That is baffling. Also, anybody who lives in an apartment block, I feel like it's more like, I wish I was just on the ground floor so I could just walk out the front door and never have to wait for elevators.
Yeah, but my current apartment block, pretty quick elevators, I have to say. So respect to me only. Amanda and Tash move into room 911. Tash says, don't love that. So funny to me.
I don't understand why they had to say 911. They could have said 911. They could have changed it. Change it.
Still
make
alarming.
No, it means you're safe. 911, maybe.
So they fight. Amanda and Tash start fighting again about how Tash doesn't give Amanda affection because the number one way to get someone to give you affection
is to yell at them.
Is to yell at them about how they don't give you affection.
Hug me.
She can't fake it. She's like, I hugged you when I came today, and she's like, so you should. We're married, but when we sat down on the couch, you crossed your legs the opposite way. That is subconscious. You can't help that. And yelling at her is not going to change that.
No, I do not understand how Amanda... Has this ever worked for Amanda before? This is not a way to get people.
Well, I don't think Amanda's ever been married to someone who's not attracted to her, just quietly.
Yeah. Amanda.
Amanda's probably used to being with people who are attracted to her, which is probably setting off some alarm bells in her head. As most people are, yeah. I'm sure, used to being with people who want to be with them.
Yeah.
At one point or another.
This is psycho. Amanda, I mean, I know we are trying not to be rude to people, but Amanda is fucking insane in this situation.
She's not insane, she's European.
Okay, sorry.
She says, so Tash can't handle being yelled at, so she just goes and hides in the bathroom. And Amanda says, I'd rather be fighting than not talking, mm-hmm. which is so rude. That's, again, yeah. you don't get to decide that yelling is better than not talking. Bye, Mark.
Bye.
So this guy's a little Italian now.
And he's not talking, which is better than yelling.
Yeah, I trained it out. then we have Luke and Poppy. Mm-hmm. Luke says, well, we're here for a week. We might as well make the most of it. And Poppy's like, what do you mean a week? And he basically says he's giving it 1 week before it's his make or break.
Mm-hmm.
And she does not like this.
I think that this is, okay, from where we are right now, mm-hmm. not worrying about what's happened since then and everything like that. From where we are right now, I think that Luke is fine to say we've got a week.
Yeah.
Because I think it gives Poppy a deadline to be like, you have to start making an effort.
Yeah, absolutely.
From what we've seen, the way it's been edited.
The way it's been edited.
The way it's been edited, it seems like Poppy's not giving it a go.
No.
But we don't know the full story.
We don't. Oh, did you see that Facebook post as well?
Yes. Okay. I will be reading it later.
Well, you get to read it pretty soon because they do announce that it is intimacy week,
mm-hmm.
which is cool, whatever. I don't care about this. Connie is still mad at John for being on his phone all the time.
Yep.
And John says, brutally, I think it's, she's like, I'm not on my phone that much. He goes, I think it's different. Like, I'm involved in my friends' lives a lot.
That's the most horrible thing you can say to somebody.
Especially somebody who doesn't have that many friends.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. That's just like saying you're a loser.
Yeah. I'm really popular and you're a loser.
But also, like, just, oh, that annoyed me.
Get off your phone.
Yeah.
But then I don't know how much he's on his phone.
Yeah.
What if it's like he picks it up like once an hour and scrolls for like a minute and she's like, because there are people who are like that.
Yeah. I would be very annoyed if that was the case. But also sometimes it's like if you're not doing anything together and you're not having a conversation, then why can't he be doing something on his phone?
Sounds like he's on his phone instead of talking to her.
Yeah, well, if you're strangers and you're together all the time, it would be a nightmare. I know you've got to, like, make an effort, but Jesus fucking Christ, you cannot be talking 24/7.
Yeah. Anyway, so she takes his phone off him for intimacy week. Or they put both their phones away.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, we're not going on our phones anymore. It is at this point that Poppy leaves.
Yes.
She says, I've had enough. I'm off. She's off.
She's off.
Now, we've seen Poppy be very passive-aggressive to Luke on screen.
Yes.
And that he...
Because he made her... He said he was going to make her a dinner.
Yeah. She was like, I don't want it. Not hungry. Anyway, so she left. And I guess people had a go at her online or something. I don't know why you would. My sister sent me this Facebook post from her, like, defending herself against cyberbullying. And I was like, why would you bother...
Yeah.
Cyberbullying this girl.
Yeah, I don't know. Now, understand.
I understand cyberbullying. Sure, I've been motivated to drop a snake emoji here or there. But barely anything. It was just a woman crying about missing her kids a lot and saying one or two snarky things.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that was hard was it, like, from a viewer's point of view, it just made it seem like this woman was so upset about being away from her kids, but it also
Debbie
seemed like
Downer.
It also seemed like she just hated Luke, like, yeah. She was just like annoyed that he was there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so it made you
when
feel
you're like joking around, but everything you say is mean because you yeah. fucking hate him.
Yeah,
like us.
Yeah. Yeah, made me feel like he, like she was, just didn't want to be with him, but she was using the kids as a front. Because it was, it's also like, of course she misses her kids, but it's like, yeah, Stacey probably misses her kids too, and Michael probably misses his kids. And she's got two boys.
I forgot.
Yeah.
Because you're not crying all the damn time. Yeah. Anyway, let's hear this.
So
Stacey has two kids. Stacey has 25?
Yeah.
Wow.
She's got two kids, and her partner Michael has one boy, so they'll have three kids together.
Michael has a kid?
Yeah.
I forgot all about this.
Okay. Wow. Good to know what matters to you. Okay, so this is what Poppy wrote on her Facebook wall. She said, "Thanks to everyone that actually knows me for their messages of support. I'm obviously being hammered by media and trolls right now. I haven't watched the show. I refuse to. I understand people are reacting to what they see on TV, but they see 1% of what actually goes on in the show. A commitment ceremony, for example, goes for 15 hours. You see 1 hour. Our honeymoon,
hours.
That would be insane. That's, ugh. Our honeymoon goes for four. Sorry, our honeymoon was 4 days. They showed 6 minutes. I was matched with someone that cheated on his wife, didn't live in the same state, and wasn't dad of the year by any means. The experts never even met him. He was fake on camera and a complete dickhead behind the scenes. It was infuriating. I was there. I was uncomfortable with all the things about this person I was matched with that didn't add up. But I was told Poppy on camera and off camera don't exist to the public. I was so scared I was saying shit like this could work because they told me Australia was going to fucking hate me. You have seen minutes of footage here and there of a guy on his best behavior because of his job. He was drilled by his bosses beforehand about how he had to behave. I couldn't say what was happening behind the scenes as it was too controversial, so let's just play her ugly crying and whinging over her kids. Fuck, I'd probably hate me too. From what I heard, that's all they play of me. Why is Luke crying when I left? What really happened that he was crying over? You don't know because I wasn't allowed to say. It's too controversial. He's scared shitless I will tell the truth. I was afraid to speak up, but fuck this shit, I'm going to tell everything. It's not what you see, it's what you don't see. Go and ask Luke why I was so uncomfortable. Why the fuck did I really leave? He's petrified I'm going to talk. He knows he fucked up. Those tears from him are for his reputation and job. Feel free to pass this around so he can be accountable. I'm not some whinging little weak person that is going to be silenced. I'm standing up for the fucking truth."
I hope she's okay.
Yeah, I hope so too.
Good God.
Because it doesn't make sense. Like, all... It doesn't make sense that she would behave that way for... At this point, she's been away from her kids for 3 weeks. She's not going to cry for 3 weeks straight.
Yeah, I mean, she might. I mean, you know, pretty out of place and stuff like that. But yeah. She clearly did not like him.
No.
Jesus Christ. Oh, okay. Let's move on.
Yeah.
We should put a trigger warning.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, God. So Connie and John decide... Connie decides they're going to write letters to each other. To express how they feel.
He says he just doesn't feel much.
With you on that one, Jonathan.
Yeah, this was a... See, the thing that I don't like about this activity is I feel like it's trying to get people to say deep feelings that they may not have just to, like, say something sweet.
Yeah.
I feel like it's, like, leading somebody on. Like, it might... Like, because at this point it could be like, yeah, I had a really nice time on our honeymoon when we went swimming in the pool together. Like, it was fun at our wedding. The cake was tasty. Like, at this point in time, you probably don't have proper feelings for these people. It feels like it's, like, a faux romantic gesture.
Well, you could still compliment people.
Yeah.
I mean, that's easy to do.
Yeah, but I also feel like it's weird to choose something that maybe... If this is Connie's thing that she's really good at, writing and stuff, then it's like, then that's great for you, but it's not going to be great for him. Like, I think this is something where it's like, you might want to choose something that you could both bond over. Like, he's not going to get anything out of that, I don't think.
She might.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's fine. I guess she could just write him a letter.
I would be annoyed if I was like...
I'd kill...
3 weeks into dating.
I'd run for the hills if someone was like, let's write letters about how we feel about each other.
Yeah.
What a nightmare.
Yeah, I've got... Oh, I'm busy.
I have no notes on how that panned out.
Jonathan likes that she's clean.
Yeah.
Yeah, they said their letters to each other and...
She liked it,
yeah,
right?
She liked it, yeah.
Good on ya.
Hayley and David do questions for each other.
Mm-hmm.
I liked when David asked Hayley, what is your favorite intimate act? And Hayley said, getting respect.
I missed that.
I love that.
And getting respect, that is intimate.
Yeah. It's like, what the fuck? Anyway.
More on that later, to be honest. Michael decides that he's going to take Stacey's makeup off.
Yep.
And they're going to walk down the street. Okay. And he's going to do her hair and she's not going to be wearing makeup.
Okay, I hate this because he says...
Why?
He's going to break down her materialistic walls is how he said it, which was just like, wait, so you're going to make your partner feel uncomfortable? That's what you're going to do? Like,
make her feel insecure.
If she
clearly wears makeup because she thinks she looks bad without it.
Yeah, if she likes wearing makeup, then let her wear makeup.
Mm.
Don't force her to go outside with, like, feeling uncomfortable and then also... You do her hair. Like, at least let her do her hair.
I do have to say...
Pigtails look good. She looked good.
I have to say, like, considering, like, the money she spent on her face, she looks to me exactly the same with or without makeup.
Yeah.
Like, her eyebrows, they must be, like, tattooed on or something.
Yeah. And she's got, like, fake eyelashes and stuff, and obviously her lips have been done, so...
She looks
exactly... It's just foundation.
So, I look, it's up to her to decide how she feels about how she looks. Yeah. But honestly, she did not look very different.
And it could be fun for her to just apply it.
Yeah.
Who cares?
It's a fun time. Amanda and Tash do some counseling.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're fucked. And it's just Amanda, like, defending herself for attacking Tash because she's passionate.
I was really worried that this was going to end up with John Aiken telling Tash she needed to change.
Oh, you would think so, right?
Because of what happened last year with his track record. I was like, absolutely, this is going to be the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
And then he did say Amanda needed to soften her approach, which Amanda just didn't listen to.
Yeah, he did say it was funny that he was like, you know, it's okay to feel things. And Amanda's like, yeah. And it's like, but you can't yell at each other. You need to take a time out and then come back to it. And Amanda was like... Oh. Oh, come on. I can't just scream at her. What is this? When Stacey was walking down the street.
Yeah.
Why were they playing the Curb Your Enthusiasm theme? Did you notice this?
No, because I haven't watched Curb Your Enthusiasm.
It is the most iconic song. So weird on Australian reality TV to hear this. Like, this song is used as, like, plot almost in every episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm. At the end, Larry David will fuck something up and, like, it'll be going really wrong. People will be screaming at each other or someone will have been hit by a car or something like that. And then it'll just be like, wah, 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 doo, doo, doo. But they're just playing it on... It was so weird to hear it on Australian.
Were you worried
reality
she was going
to
get hit by a car?
I was like, is Larry David going to show up and be like, well, I've done it again. Great Larry David impression by me. So weird. It's like hearing, like, the Simpsons theme or something. Just come on in the background.
I mean, that would be great. The Sims. Do, 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 do,
it was like that.
That would be insane. And Michael then, we get foreshadowing.
Oh,
we
yeah.
know something's going to go wrong because Michael starts going on a spiel about him, how him and Stacey are so strong.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see what could rock us.
And then, of course,
he does the same thing he did on the honeymoon.
He gets belligerently drunk or something.
Yeah. Comes home and is rude and disrespectful to Stacey, and she kicked him out again. So, Michael, you didn't learn any of your lessons from last time.
No, he absolutely did not.
I don't think he's ever going to learn his lesson. I think he's one of those guys who fucks up, thinks he'll just get away with it by coming back with, a gift. And then, because, okay, something I really hate is when people, like, I really hate that stereotype of, like, men buying women gifts and it's because they've done something wrong.
Mm.
It's like, wait. Why can't you just buy a gift because you saw something that you thought that she would like and that's when she gets gifts so she doesn't associate it with you being a fuckwit?
Well, okay, here's the thing. Okay, I have several things to say here.
Okay.
First of all, Michael cannot handle being told off.
No.
Hates it so much and will just fight back instead of apologizing.
Yes.
Right? Here's what I think happened because we didn't see it. Michael came home, was just being annoying mm-hmm. and a bit like... just loud and obnoxious and probably talking over her on the phone. She's like, you're being annoying. And then they get into a screaming match. And he's like, I'm fucking leaving. Yada, yada, right? Blows yep. up. It's clearly this man shouldn't drink so much. Yes. This is what happens twice now.
Yeah.
And then she's being like, you did this, you did that. But the other thing is, I think Stacey absolutely loves being upset.
Probably.
She absolutely loves to just sit there, stone-faced, stare at the wall, and just, like, it's not constructive at all. I understand being mad, but, like, you can tell them how you feel. They can apologize, and you can be like, okay, let's move forward. Please don't do this again. She absolutely loved to sit there with her arms crossed, which is not helped by the fact that Michael cannot apologize and hates apologizing.
Yeah, but,
and when he gets to apologizing, it's like this. He's like, all right, so I did something wrong, okay? All right, I admit it. So I'll apologize for that. So I've apologized. And then he thinks that's enough. So yeah. She's like, well, that's a shit apology. So then she keeps sitting there with her arms so crossed.
I think the issue is that I think even if she did broach it politely, I think because he so badly doesn't want to apologize,
yeah,
that he's not going to respond until she's angry.
Yeah, he doesn't want to apologize and she doesn't want to reconcile.
Which is just like, okay, do you understand that if you both apologize before you get angry, you'll just... Like I feel
it'd
like
so much
I
easier.
Feel like it's so much nicer. Like if I do something annoying, or if I get upset about something, and Jono's like, "What are you upset about?" and then I say what I'm upset about, and then he'll be like, "Oh, I'm sorry," and then I'll be like, "And I'm sorry I got annoyed." Like I feel like as soon as somebody says sorry, you want to apologize for something as well.
Yeah, not me, but
okay.
If I think I did something wrong, I'll apologize, but I won't apologize for getting upset at someone else doing something wrong. But yeah, she clearly, I mean, they both like having the upper hand. Stacey likes being mad and having a guy suck up to her. But I also think Michael likes Stacey being mad at him so he can try to win her back.
He loves it when she's angry at him. Like, I wrote down, like, he's turned on when she's angry.
I think so.
He's super turned on. He's like, oh, I gotta win this bitch back.
I'm gonna fucking do it. He brings her a cake.
Yeah.
And he's like, I brought red velvet, which is, she goes, not my favorite. Not your favorite. Well,
you don't know me.
You don't know me. Like, come on, man. He wrote you a cake. He wrote, I'm sorry, Stacey, please still be my wifey. And she's like, I don't like red velvet. Come on.
That's a massive cake too.
Yeah.
I would, I reckon I would prefer an assortment of things instead.
Like a little cake stand, high tea type I
want
deal.
Like, I want like maybe like a few little cupcakes that will last a few days so we can eat some cupcakes over a few days. And then maybe...
And just ruminate on what he did wrong.
Mm-hmm. And then maybe like go to some sort of, I don't know, now I'm just thinking about if he's spending this amount of money. Because cakes are expensive if you get them from a cake shop.
Yeah.
Give me 3 cupcakes and then go get some real nice handmade chocolates. That's what I want. That's what I want, Michael.
Well, you need to get angry more often.
No, because Jenna doesn't do that.
Yeah. I can't really imagine.
We just apologize and then...
and move on with your life.
And move on, yeah.
Interesting. Maybe I could try this.
We don't use gifts as a way to get back in our good books. We just say sorry and then we keep gifts for good occasions. So we don't remember gifts of... It's not like you're like, that's that thing I really like that I got... when he annoyed me.
Actually, this lamp you're looking at.
Yeah.
Mark did not want to get.
Okay.
It's a big lamp and he said it's too big.
Yeah.
And then I was sad one day and he bought it for me. So it's not the same thing.
Do you both like it now?
Yeah. I don't think he cares.
Do you use it?
Yeah. I mean, we turn it on every now and then. Nighttime, you know, turn the lamp on. It's just sitting in the lounge room. It's a Hector lamp from IKEA. Probably shouldn't support big corporations. Support local vendors, probably. Anyway, let's move on to another couple for a bit. So it's intimacy week. Josh and Kathy go lingerie shopping.
Yes.
Kathy says, is it necessary? It's going to end up on the floor, isn't it? Yeah, but it's a bit of fun. Anyway, there's your answer, Kathy, because you wanted one. They're very cute. They're just being cute. Amanda suggests that her and Tash should cook a meal together.
Yes.
She knows Tash is vegan and she's like, I just want to be, I want to, you know, get closer to her. So let's, we'll cook a nice vegan meal.
Amanda's fixated on the fact that Tash is vegan so much more than Tash is. Tash is barely mentioned she's vegan.
She's clearly passionate about it.
Yeah, but like she,
I mean, anyone who's a vegan is passionate about it. I don't feel like she brings it up
like on her own accord a lot.
No, but you have to keep remembering that Amanda is European.
Yes. Well, at one point she goes, man, sit me down at a table full of meat. That's what I want. And you're like, oh, my God, Amanda. You would every – for some reason, Amanda has the personality of a 45-year-old white man. It's like everybody's angry dad.
She's not that bad. I'm sorry, I have a soft spot for her.
Okay.
Because she says, mate, I wouldn't turn vegan if you paid me to. I'm a wog. Which is what I fully expected her from the start. When she said she wanted to cook a vegan meal, I was like, oh no, she's going to struggle so much. But unfortunately, Tash got her teeth whitened.
So yes.
She can only eat white things for 24 hours. Mm-hmm.
And Amanda calls this a roadblock.
She's blocking our shot at love by going to get her teeth whitened. Very selfish.
Get around this. This is, I don't think this is a hard thing at all. It's 24 hours, Amanda.
Yeah, but you know.
You can eat something, then and she can eat.
You can eat some cauliflower. Yeah. Have some white food together. That'll bond.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
Potato salad.
Johnny and Connie have a shot at like painting body chocolate on each other.
Mm-hmm.
Which seems a lot less sexy than people think it is.
Yeah, I don't like it because it looked like tubed chocolate as well. Like, it's chocolate. Yeah,
it's not like it's, Cadbury.
Yeah, it's like chocolate that's being made for the purpose of this, which means it's basically like edible lube. It's not. It's not like, that's not chocolate. It's like chocolate mixed with water and gelatin is what it looked like.
Yeah.
It looked horrible. Don't do that. Why are you doing that? And there's no way they're like, I assume the point of having chocolate that you can put on the other person is so you can eat it off them. But it's not going to taste good. And then also, like, these two aren't licking chocolate off each other. They're going to go for a shower. Why are you doing that? Just get paint. It'll stick to your body better.
Yeah, look, I don't even... I think this is just what two virgins think would be sexy.
Yeah.
That's, those are the kind of people who does this. David and Haley went out and had a pub meal.
Mm-hmm.
And then they went home and had sex.
Yep, and this is when we find out that, yuck, David and Haley, in their words, aren't into vanilla sex. And that David is dominant, which makes me want to gag in my mouth.
I don't want to hear about him like choking her and slapping her in the face, yeah, man.
Yeah, because I don't think that he's like, oh no, this is, I don't think of him as like having... like
respect for women.
No.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh, this isn't a man who has a kink. This is a man who's just like, no, I
fuck her.
Yeah, I want to fucking hurt you for you degrading me about my $25 an hour wage.
Well, yeah, you don't want to kink shame, but like there's definitely a high, I feel like there's a high, and I've no doubt to back this up, there's a higher correlation of like women who want to be slapped and men who want to be slapped, like men who want to slap women, than like the other way around when you talk about straight people.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's like there's something, I know we can't kink shame, but there's something there when it's not equal.
Yeah.
Anyway, Natasha decides for, so Mikey hates touching or something?
I guess.
Mikey, the baby who loves to ski.
Yeah, he hates baby being touched. He hates it when his body gets touched. I don't know. It's very strange. She's like touching him, doing an at-home spa day with him.
Which is, honestly, people pay for that. I mean, yeah, it's called a spa. That's
I would love it.
Pay for. I would fucking love it. She gives him this like massage, like...
full body.
Full body like treatment. And he's just like...
He's
like
wincing in pain.
This is worth hundreds of dollars. Seems like she used to do it for a profession, or maybe she still does.
I cannot believe him.
Wasted on him.
I would.
Oh, we're so mad.
Somebody gave. This is a wonderful free thing.
Yeah.
I'm considering, is this bad? When things are free, I go nuts. Like, I go crazy. I got like free tickets to like an event thing that's supposed to be on tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And normally I would have absolutely no interest in going. But then the email said, there's goodie bags worth $100. And then I was like, I need to go pick up my goodie bag.
It's going to be like just full of like free samples or something. Aww. Valued at $5 each.
Aww.
Oh, I'm sorry. It might still be good.
No. But I still like samples.
Samples are good. I love samples. Don't actually use them that often.
You don't?
Love to pile them up.
I love using them. Give me your samples. If you got some in the cupboard, I'll use them.
I'll give you some samples. Okay, I'll do that good. For your birthday. I'll just give you a big pile of samples. Vanessa dresses up. So Chris gets the man flu this week, in Vanessa's words. Mm-hmm. I am torn between thinking that is maybe a bit sexist, but also thinking men do complain a lot.
Yeah. I mean,
I was watching it with Mark and he's like, oh, man flu. Oh, fuck that. Fuck that. And I was like,
I do think, I'm just going to say it, I do think men complain more when they're sick.
I complain a lot when I'm sick, but it's only because I want attention.
Okay. I think we've discovered why men complain.
Yeah. Yeah, I am the man of my relationship, though. emotionally stunted. Amanda, so they decide they're going to cook. Amanda and Tash decide they're going to cook a vegan burger for Amanda.
Yes.
And Tash is going to have some cauliflower or something white. Oh, it's so sad. Amanda's like, all right, so we're doing a little vegan burger today. Tash, what ingredients have we got? Tash is like, can you just strip the lettuce?
I think the thing is like she's so, it's hard because she's not yes-anding her.
She is not yes-anding. She is no oaring.
She is not yes-anding, but also I guess maybe if she's just like had enough.
Yeah.
She's had enough and she's like, I cannot do another one of these things.
That was the most brutal shutdown I've seen on TV in a while.
I kind of loved it though. No. I felt bad for seeing it because it made me think like, oh, I do feel sorry for Amanda.
Yes.
But also at the same time,
You need to get more sympathy for Europeans.
Oh my God. I just feel like it's like it takes more than one day of being silly after you've had a bit of time where you constantly attack this person. It's like, I feel like...
Yeah, I understand.
I feel like a little bit of what happens is Amanda does a bit with Tash and then Tash plays along and then afterwards Amanda's like, wanna fuck? And then Tash is like, oh, we just had like a nice half an hour. Can we give it a week? But I don't know these people and I don't know their lives, so I cannot confirm or deny what actually happened.
Yeah, this is all alleged.
All alleged. This whole podcast is alleged.
The scenario you just made up in your head is alleged. Who cares? Who cares about any of this, to be honest? Oh, God. Hayley makes David bacon and eggs in lingerie because that's what he said he would like that. And again, he has done nothing for this relationship.
She starts to
pull Hayley's hair while he fucks her.
I just want to say, do you think that's what he meant when he said lingerie?
Well, she was wearing like a little... Was she wearing satin shorts?
Yeah, she was wearing satin shorts and a singlet satin top. Because I was just like, in my mind, I was like, that's just pajamas.
Yeah, it is. It's like nice...
But she had
like
heels nice on, I guess. Nice
pajamas.
But yeah.
But yeah, I don't think it's lingerie.
No, but also Hayley cannot want to wear lingerie in front of the cameras. So that's fine.
Oh, yeah, that is fine.
Yeah.
Anyway, and then they're sitting at the table and Hayley says, I love you. But she didn't mean it like that, you guys. No. They play a really play this tense music underneath all the egg stuff. So you think something bad's gonna happen, but then it's that. And she's like, I didn't mean it like that.
I hate how much Hayley just seems to be like taking it easy and trying to be chill. And David seems to be reading into everything. And I really don't think he has a nice vibe about him at all.
It's like he's waiting for her to slip up again. So he can, honestly, I think him and Stacey are the same. That they like to be mad.
Yeah.
Except Stacey didn't, you know, bring up someone's past drug addiction to take a stab at them. So I like Stacey more than him.
Me too.
Anyway, So Connie and John get into a fight because he went on his phone.
Yes.
She says he couldn't last an hour, which is crazy.
That is crazy.
Without going on his phone to post a selfie. Now, he might have been... Here's the thing. This could go one of two ways. Either he went on within the hour to post a selfie, which is crazy because there's evidence. And also, why do you urgently need to post a selfie?
Yeah.
You have a
it's
problem.
A good one. Got to get it out while it's fresh.
Or it hit like 4:30 and he's like, if I wait longer, I'll have to wait another 24 hours to get the good time of day when the likes are good. Or he had just posted a selfie when she instigated the phone ban, in which case I understand it because you need to know whether your post is bombing or not. You know?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I think you wouldn't care that much.
No,
but I
especially
would.
Now that there's not even likes on. Nobody can even see the likes. Who even cares?
I guess I care more on Twitter. If I don't get many likes, I'll delete the tweet.
I just leave it up there to ferment.
Yeah, no. So this, I either really understand Jonathan's position or he's a psycho.
Yeah, I also think the potential is that Connie was using a turn of phrase and that she didn't literally mean an hour. Because he said it was before bed. He was like, it was just before bed. I was just checking the time on my phone. Which is like, and she was like, you were on Instagram. I was like, yeah, he probably was on Instagram.
She said he was pulling down to refresh to see how many likes he was getting on his selfie.
Yeah, but also if it's like at the end of the day before bed and she's...
But it's a phone
like
ban.
Asleep. Yeah, I know. But it's also like, it was... Do you know how long the phone ban was for? A week.
That is a long time.
A week when these people are away from their family only with
crazy.
A stranger.
You're right.
You can't have... Yeah, and then he said, we're in a relationship, not a dictatorship. And then she lost her mind. She like was like, what did you just say?
I like Connie.
Yeah, I think it's fun. I think this
I
is funny.
I got into a fight with someone about it. Because,
I mean,
so what happens is
she's getting
she's
the crazy
still pissed
edit,
off about
she could also be a tad.
Huh?
I said she's
Excuse
getting the crazy
me?
Edit. I said she's getting the crazy
yeah,
edit.
Yeah, she is.
But she could sometimes, you know, when you just go like, you're very easy to make look crazy. Your eyes have this like look about them sometimes.
I have those eyes.
Do it.
Well, I didn't realize that sometimes I look stressed out until someone did an impression of me. And it was just like, yeah, me with wide eyes, like with my hands near my face, basically like sort of, what is this hand doing? It's like, shaking.
I just call that your claw.
Grabbing the air and like shaking it like, why? And I didn't realize I do that all the time in private and public. So I would definitely get the crazy edit without a doubt. I'd be the Lizzie. They could go any which way with me, I think. They could make me look really cool. Show all my jokes. Show me cracking gag, being chill. Or they could just show me wringing my hands in the air every 5 minutes.
I think they're going to see. I think if you were on, there would be a snapshot. Like at the end of the season, there'd be like so many shots of you standing up, hitting a table and going like, what? At a dinner party when somebody says something crazy.
Oh, they'd put that in every fucking trailer, wouldn't they?
What?
Okay, Alex. Alex decides for intimacy week, her and Yvonne are going to see a... What is she?
I missed the title as well. I wrote down spiritual counselor?
Mindfulness meditation person or something.
Anyway, it's kooky as.
Consultant. They just lie in a bed together and like spoon and then like look into each other's eyes. Mm-hmm. Alex says, if you take this seriously, this cheetah will be ready to pounce. She's giving this her all.
Real? She's considering fucking him.
Yeah. I mean, that's not...
For the experiment.
Honestly, for someone, clearly with the Channing Tatum edit, you know... No diss to Yvonne. They were clearly like, this is the opposite of the type of dude she's attracted to. Ha 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 ha.
He's also a bit quirky.
He's a bit quirky, but they're well suited.
Yeah.
So, fuck you. Good on you.
I really
I'm
like
proud of him.
Yvonne with Alex.
Yeah.
I genuinely think they're sweet.
They're cute. I like that they, you know, just kind of make jokes at each other constantly.
Yeah. Then we cut to Kathy and Josh, and we hear over the loudspeaker, they've done a poppy again. They've gone back at the apartment. The police have been called.
Yes.
And then it's Josh in a police uniform and Kathy in a cowboy uniform. These two are fucking 24/7. Now they're on the bed.
Well, they're not fucking because the cameras are there. That's true. But her in a cowboy outfit sitting on top of him on a bed with like a lasso.
Yeah, but don't like they're not going to leave and then they're going to fuck straight away.
Yeah, yeah, it's true.
She's like whipping him and stuff.
They're just running out of things to do in intimacy week because they're always inside each other.
And then
what do we do now?
They edit it backwards and forwards between Yvonne and Alex staring into each other's eyes and Josh and Kathy whipping.
Riding each other.
Yeah. Very funny edit.
Yeah, it's good. Good stuff. I really do like, you know, I think reality TV editors are getting creative.
Yeah.
And I like it.
Bachelor in Paradise last year was crazy with some of the
editing. Oh, my God. They are amazing.
Like, what? They keep on putting scuttling hermit crabs in everywhere. Why? Anyway, Michelle and Steve are doing some sensory deprivation stuff.
Steve's got a blindfold on and Michelle's putting food tuna in his mouth.
Tuna. She put tuna in front
of
him.
Ew.
It's like, Michelle.
That's sexy.
What did you do that for?
Connie and John go to like a life drawing class. She's still clearly pissed off at him about the phone. And then he just makes constant jokes. This is what I got into a fight with someone about. Because they were like, oh, she's such a like buzzkill. He's trying to have a fun day. But he was just making, there was like a naked couple in a life drawing class. And the whole time he's like, oh yeah, it looks like you're really supportive of him and really nice to him.
Yeah.
And those are the jokes. He's just like basically taking shots at Connie the whole time. And yeah, then she cracks it and storms out.
I thought this was crazy because Johnny was being super childish in that situation.
Yes. Thank you. Oh, my God. I nearly blew the hell up at someone about this.
But I did think it was funny that she then dropped her notepad and properly did a storm out. I thought it was so funny that she was angry at him for being childish when then she did the most childish storm out I've ever seen. I was like, you two got to see this from my perspective. You were doing the same thing.
Yeah, two children.
Yeah.
Grow up, guys.
Yeah, when she said, seems like you guys are pretty understanding, I'm looking for that in my wife, I was like, oh, that's rude.
He was being rude, yeah, wasn't he? And then she storms out and he just sits there and laughs for ages and doesn't, like, go and ask her if she's okay.
Yeah, then uses her pad to draw on.
Yeah, he's just making jokes about her to, like, the couple as well.
Yeah.
So rude. Get over it.
Stop it.
Get off your phone, Johnny. He's yep, probably not on that much. Michael is still trying to make it up to Stacey.
Mm-hmm.
My God, this has been happening for 10 years.
Yep.
He tries to cook salmon.
Okay, do we actually believe that he doesn't know how to cook salmon? Because I think this was him trying to be on TV. I feel like he was in this scene being like, oh, if the cameras come around, I can really fuck this up and then I'll just order takeout. That's like a classic sitcom thing. It'll be so funny.
Actually, yeah, that could have been it. I mean, he does have a kid, so he probably knows how to cook.
Yeah, right? He knows how to cook. I mean, to be fair, the only scene we've seen of him cooking is he had plain pasta, chips and a wine. But also it's like he definitely turned the oven on to put the chips in and he absolutely put spaghetti into a thing. I just think it's like everybody knows
that. Actually, to be fair, I have the same oven as they did on the show and I also had to Google how to use it.
Yeah, but that you just Google it.
Yeah, I did Google it and then I was like, oh, that's where the fan force is, and that was that, to be honest, and then yeah, I got on my way.
I think that was a 100% him being like, this will be funny. I'll come across like a bloody larrikin.
Well, that salmon was undercooked. So says Mark. Might yes, have salmon.
It was very undercooked.
Mark was also furious about it. He couldn't get over how badly cooked this salmon was. And I was like, it doesn't matter.
Also, but I mean, who the fuck is putting just salmon into the oven without like searing it or salting the skin or something?
I can't join you on this.
Absolutely.
I don't know anything about salmon.
What the fuck? That's not how anybody would cook salmon. Why has he bought salmon? I don't understand.
It's probably your favorite
meal. Yeah, then Google a recipe or how to cook it. Don't decide that you're going to put everything in alfoil and put it in the oven.
Don't you do that with salmon? You do put it in alfoil.
I okay. I like to, in the cast iron.
Okay.
Salt the skin. And then sear either side then pop it in the oven if okay. we're not going to do it. If we're not going to just continue with cast iron. Okay. Maybe pop it in there, pop a little bit of lemon on top or something.
You know, that coming.
Do a bit of that. But I would never just put a steak of salmon just in there. It'll just get all that white all over it.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
It just looks unappetizing and gross. Okay, Michael.
Anyway, it doesn't work.
You're cancelled.
Cancelled for undercooking salmon, either on purpose or by accident. And then he just orders food and jokes to Stacey about that he cooked it.
And she pretends that she doesn't know.
And then he clearly is like, nah, I didn't cook it. But then they choose not to air that part.
Yeah.
Obviously. Oh, but good on you, Channel 9. You almost got us. And then for some reason, I don't care about it, but Michelle and Steve have a fight about how Michelle wants to do active things okay. and Steve doesn't.
I loved this so much. Why? This is so funny because Steve was like, I wanted to take her out for a nice dinner. And I said, do you want to go out for a nice dinner tonight? And then she said, I want to go kayaking.
It's so easy to do both of those things in a day.
Yeah, it was.
She's like, I want to do active things. I want to be outside. And he's like, I want to take my wife out. I want to make a reservation. I want to go to a restaurant and eat some nice food with my wife.
Have a beautiful glass of wine with my wife.
It's so easy to achieve. You're not even doing anything else. You can't go to your day job. Yeah. Why aren't you bored?
What are you doing from daybreak to earliest you're going out for dinner 6 p.m.?
Also, all right, in Steve's, I have to defend Steve because I am Steve.
Yes.
And one of the things that Mark and I bicker the most about is that he wants to walk places and I refuse. He wants to walk to the shop, so he wants to walk to the park and I'm like, no, we're driving, and he's so annoyed. So I can't be too judgmental at Steve because I would also say no to kayak.
I mean, Steve looks like a fit guy though as well. It's also like, I mean, the thing is like, you do have to at some point be like, all right, well, maybe I don't want to go kayaking, but
we can do this.
We can
this,
go for a drive and go for a walk or a hike or something. That's
also,
not
especially
too crazy.
If I'd been with someone for like a week and a half as well, yeah. I'd be like, sure, what do you want to do? Yeah. I'll do it.
Let's go do something.
Yeah.
I also thought that like Michelle was annoyed because she was like, he doesn't want to do anything. And then when I thought it was so funny when she said, you don't have any hobbies, what are your hobbies? And then that's when Steve said, I like to go out for a nice glass of wine. And it's like, and then I like Michelle said, well, they may as well take us to the retirement village, at least they'll have activities there. I was like, that was funny.
Yeah.
That was very funny, Michelle, and you are not wrong.
She said, I'm not ready to lay down and die. God damn. I mean, respect to Michelle, but Michelle and I would never work. I, for one, am ready to lay down and die. So we'd have nothing in common.
Do you want to know, at the bottom of this page, I have a question. Mm-hmm. That question is not for Married at First Sight. It's just because I've given myself a rule now when watching movies at home, I'm not allowed to Google things that I, like questions mm-hmm. that I have about the movie while I'm watching the movie because I will miss stuff.
Okay.
So in my book, I have written down questions for, I watched the tales, The Crimes of Grindelwald again. So I have some questions that I wrote down. One was, why does Abernathy have a slit tongue? Is Newt alive during HP? Just a little insight into my brain.
Okay, you're cancelled.
Me?
Yeah.
Why?
For watching a movie with Johnny Depp in it.
Okay,
you are shocked.
I cannot not watch Wizarding World film. I need to know. I need to know. You're not cancelling
you
me for
so
this.
So many things, clearly.
I need to know everything about
this. You're not cancelling me for this. Famous last words before cancelization.
Okay, you're not cancelling me for this. I'll murder you in your sleep, and then that's what I'll get cancelled for.
Yeah,
thank
I
you
think
very
that's
much.
Just called arrested.
It's cancelled, dude.
The ultimate cancellation. Being put in jail. All right, now we get down to the dinner party. Here's the bloody sticky end.
Okay, we have a few things to say before we get to the dinner party.
Yes, okay.
Before the dinner party, we have a few things to say. One of those is Natasha and Mikey fucked.
Congratulations.
And they joked that it wasn't long.
They joked to camera, best 20 seconds of their lives.
I reckon this means it went for 2 to 3 minutes.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. But yeah, he said first time, very exciting. He got a cramp or something.
Yep.
I don't care. They both seem in very good spirits about it.
Yeah.
It seems fine.
I think it's a first time. Nobody's first time with their new partner is going to be great. I think it's going to
I think it was so great.
Oh, yeah.
But it went very quick.
I think he was extremely stressed because Mikey is a stressed little boy.
Yeah.
I don't think it was like a, this is so good, I can't hold it in, come. I think it was a, I'm very stressed, come. I think it's that type
That's
of
That's my favorite kind.
Is it? You would love to inflict stress on another person.
No, I get stressed.
Oh.
I come. No, it's not true. Steve blew up at Michelle over hiking or something. Mm-hmm. I just can't with this. Get over it.
Now it's apologizes.
It's just a boring fight.
Yeah.
He apologizes, yes.
And he hugs her. And then you can tell that she's like, this isn't going to work. You're an annoying old man.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Michael says he's ready to stir shit tonight.
Okay, I love...
I think makes him a big loser.
Yes, I also love... So I love this pre-warning of this foreshadowing of what's to happen. Word of the day foreshadowing. The other thing that I like is Hayley.
Mm.
We see a package of Hayley just saying people are gravitating towards her and that she's an empath and she loves giving advice.
Oh, my God. Why did she have to use the word empath so many times? It's like she wants me to bully her and I really don't want to. I can't handle the word empath at all. It is not hard to pick up on signals that other people are, like, giving out. I mean, it is for some people. That's not fair. But, like, it doesn't make you this special fucking human.
Yeah.
It doesn't make you spiritual. No, I don't want to bully her, but she's using the word empath, Danielle.
Yeah. It's a. It's crazy that she can see the divide between couples who don't know each other.
Yeah.
We also have the chat between, so Tash and Amanda are in separate apartments.
Mm-hmm.
And Tash is saying, like, I'd be happy to walk in with Amanda. Like, I don't want to, like, make anyone feel uncomfortable or anything.
Yeah.
And then Amanda says, I don't want to be fake.
So she tells the producers to go tell Tash that they won't be walking in together.
So childish. And then she wears all leather. Leather jacket, leather pants. Crazy.
She's clearly going in to, like, fight. Doesn't she say that? She's like, you know, good luck to anyone who crosses me tonight or something.
Yeah.
She's so mad.
It's like,
it's extremely petty.
If the leather was yellow, she'd be Kill Bill. It will be one of those outfits. She's gone crazy. She says she's regaining her power tonight. I was like, what? Regaining your power by being petty?
Yeah.
That's not how anybody regains their power.
No.
I'm going to regain my power. Go tell her I'm not walking in with her.
I think she thinks it seems really adult, but it seems really childish.
I'm sorry. I know you're Team Amanda, but...
I'm not Team Amanda. I'm just team being understanding of Europeans and their culture.
Stop it. Avon and Alex are European?
They're Slavic. It's different.
It's on Europe.
It's... Yeah, so is England.
No, it's not. They left.
They're still in Europe. Nah, good point. So, Mikey gets Natasha flowers to say thanks for the root.
Mm-hmm.
Very sweet.
I wish I got post-root flowers.
Yeah, well, maybe if you're better a root.
Maybe if we did less frequent roots, we'd be out of money if we had to... Okay.
Oh, God. Maybe if you did more handy stuff. Maybe that's what you're missing.
I'm good.
Anyway, we get to the dinner party.
I'm just saying I don't want one-off hand. I don't just want it to be hand stuff, then nothing. I want it to be...
What do you mean? What if the hand stuff is really effective?
Yeah, but I still want...
Oh, my God.
Okay, that's enough. What's horny the time? Little can bitch. I edit this sound?
No. I refuse. I can put it down, but I don't think you should edit it out. I think it's important that the listeners know how often you have sex and in which way.
Okay.
Okay, we get to the dinner party. Do you want to start? Because I didn't write that many notes at dinner party.
David and Haley walk in holding hands.
Yeah.
Then Amanda walks in alone and Amanda says to Haley that Tash isn't trying.
Mm.
And then Haley starts giving out advice and starts trying to defend Tash.
It's very funny that she's so keen to give advice after she's made her relationship work for 4 days.
Insane. Like, this is...
I understand where she's coming from, though, having had such a hard life. Once you overcome it, you're like, I can do anything.
Yeah. And I...
Well, now listen, here's what your problem is.
She also might be the person in her friendship group that gives out advice.
Oh, there's always people, though, that, like, they're not necessarily the person you go to for advice, but they're the person who says that everyone goes to them for advice. I know people like this that I won't name. One of them being my sister.
I think I know which one.
Loves to be the one to give advice. Absolutely loves it. Whether people go to her for advice, like, specifically, I think she's very friendly and people like to chat to her, but she absolutely loves to be like, yeah, people come to me for advice all the time. I'm sure if, you know.
I'm an empath.
Yeah. If she found out about the word empath, she'd use it every which way. I could consider myself an empath, but what I call it is an anxiety disorder where I absorb the feelings of everyone else because it stresses me out. So I wouldn't use the word empath. I saw a link.
Empaths supposed to, like, feel other people's pain?
Well, it depends what,
because I think you definition. Just understand when people are annoyed at you
or anything. If something's happening and has nothing to do with me, I'll still get stressed out and be like, I have to fix this.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But I saw an article once, and it was called How to Know If You Are a True Empath. And the thumbnail was a white girl wearing, like, a Native American headdress.
Oh.
And it was, like, written by a true empath. But she's just slamming down a picture of a white girl.
Oh, no.
In a headdress, and seemingly didn't feel, she couldn't sense that anyone would be upset about that.
Oh, boy.
Oh, it was beautiful. So stupid.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
Next up, all the girls are talking about being horny.
Yeah.
And Kathy tells them about their lingerie and costumes, and that makes Michelle sad
mm-hmm.
because she didn't get to do the same for Intimacy Week. She didn't get to go lingerie shopping and she didn't get to fucking...
They went pajama shopping.
Yeah. And he got a onesie. A Cookie Monster onesie.
I don't care about this. I just don't care. I find him so boring.
I find him boring.
Yeah, yeah. You're right, actually. It is him. I don't know why he's so boring. I was so relieved when Michael said that Steve... What does he say? I've written it down.
He's a boring old codger. I don't know. That's what I assumed.
He put it to Mazepam to sleep, which is a sleeping pill.
Yeah.
So it's, like, so boring that a sleeping pill would be bored. I don't know. I had to, like, figure out the logic in my head of this. But I was like, I know you're saying is boring and I feel relieved because I feel like I'm being ageist by thinking the oldest person on here is boring. But, like, literally getting into a fight because you won't go in a kayak.
Well, if you had to figure out what that means... Did you work out what Haley meant when she said this to Amanda? She said, there is no relationship in I. There is no us in this.
There is no relationship in I. There is no... What?
It makes no sense. I wrote it down because I was like, what the fuck? There is no relationship in I. There is no us in this. What? Are you saying?
Sounds like she was trying to say
there is like a saying, but it's not that.
There's no
I in team.
Yeah, that's what it is. There is an I in relationship, but she's right. Yeah. There's no relationship in the letter I.
That made me laugh so hard when she said that. Full, like, I'm giving you a piece of advice face.
Yeah.
Loved it. Loved it. Love your work, Haley.
Natasha tells Michael and Stacey that Mikey lasted 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially retells the joke that they told to camera.
Yeah.
But it doesn't go down well, I guess.
No, and Michael is so excited.
Michael is so excited to stir the pot. He is like sitting down across from Steve.
Can I just say, Michael is getting so excited to stir the pot and yeah. Stacey is getting horny that he is wanting to do this.
They're like two snakes just slithering all over each other's bodies. They're
loving it.
They absolutely love it. They love to be united. They love to be a team.
Stacey look at him at one point and go like,
put it away, Stacey.
Stacey.
Chill the fuck out.
Amanda yells, I can't date a vegan. And then what'd you say Michael said to...
Michael is telling... They're talking about, like, how he leaves... Michelle's talking about how Steve is, like, leaving, like, dishes out. And Michael tells Steve to be better at cleaning. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, saying you got to do better by your missus or whatever. I don't know. It's just... And then he just goes off. Steve is so mad. He starts talking to Michael about this comment he made at the Bachelor's... At the Bucks party about, like, how he'd go in for a kiss or something. You know, he's like, I'd kiss her on the lips. Something like that. So I read an article where Steve was basically defending himself, saying, like, that it wasn't about the kiss on the lips comment. It was, like, about another comment that you'd be, like, disappointed if... I don't know. I can't remember. But, like, it said something, like, misogynistic or something. And that's what he was actually upset about. It wasn't the kiss on the lips comment.
I believe that Michael would say something misogynistic.
And that they wouldn't share it. Yeah, absolutely.
But I also think this is the pot calling the kettle black. Because, like...
What's he say that's misogynistic? Steve,
it's not what he says. He's constantly talking over Michelle and not, like, listening to her.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So during this, Michelle tries to, like, interject in the conversation and Steve just basically just tells her to be quiet several times and doesn't let her talk. And then Michael and Stacey are getting, like, geared up and horny for each other again yeah. by being like, let your fucking wife talk. Don't tell her to shut up. He's like, I never use the word shut up. It's like, well, yeah, but you did tell her to be quiet and, like, not interject and just yeah. not be involved that entire time.
Yeah, I think Steve has this thing where he, like, he has his idea of how he wants to treat women, but that's not how women want to be treated. Like, he wants to take his woman out for dinner and a meal, but he doesn't yeah. want to hear what she has to say.
I think he doesn't mind it. I think he was just really riled up at this point. I don't think Steve's that bad.
He's told her to
be quiet. He kept saying, like, he said in this thing as well that the producers were, like, said it was just going to be him. And I still think what he did was really rude, but I don't think it's rooted in misogyny. I think he's just insecure and he's just like, I'm trying to fight my own fight. Maybe that's a little bit of misogyny where he's like, don't get my wife to fight my fight for me.
Yeah, I just mean because he's done it before.
When has he told her to shut up before?
He's done it when they're on the couch together before.
Oh, he just like talks over her.
Yeah, he talks over her constantly.
Yeah. But he seems like he's just annoying.
Yeah, he could just be a narcissist.
Sometimes it's not sexism, Danielle. Sometimes someone's just annoying. Anyway, it's just... And then he just goes silent and it's awkward and they're trying to talk to him and he's just sitting there pretending they're not talking to him. Oh, I hate this so much. This is so cringy to me.
And we
shouldn't be on this show.
We were upset after this episode, Ed, that there wasn't another one.
We wanted more of this.
We wanted more. Amanda.
Can I just say?
Yes.
Either it is so hot at these dinner parties or they need to change the color grading or like something. Everyone looks bright red. Have you noticed this?
No.
Maybe it was my TV. No, but I feel like I watched some of it on TV, some of it on my computer. But everyone looked bright red except the women who were wearing foundation. Their, like, face would be normal and then their chest would be, like, bright red.
Yeah, or, I mean, also whenever – I don't know what's happened, but Alex's foundation is always, like, yellow compared to her skin. And I don't know if that's – because it seems like something where it's, like, she would know. And I feel like it's one of those things where you don't know what your skin looks like on camera because it's different.
Maybe she's using her summer foundation in winter.
Who knows?
I mean, that happens. We've all been there. It's just a little bit too tight. Anyway, don't disrespect her. What else? Oh, God. This made me so mad. Kathy
yes.
seems to get jealous that Josh is talking to Haley.
Kathy gets jealous.
Kathy and Josh, our power couple, yes. Oh, our golden couple.
This made no sense.
Why So Josh has said in the past he hates Haley, wants nothing to do with her.
Yeah, he thinks she's like a Medusa.
Yeah.
So he said he's terrified of her.
Yeah. So but then they're laughing at the dinner party. So clearly at this point he's not terrified of her. I can understand there's a change in narrative here, right?
Yes.
Which my brain would say, oh, they're laughing. He might be terrified of her, but maybe they found something in common. Or it's just they're just having a fun conversation with a group of people. It wasn't even a one-on-one. They're sitting like across the table from each other, like with other people. It's not a one-on-one conversation. It's not like they're getting like all canoodly or something. It's like just a group chat where people are laughing.
Yeah.
Kathy hates this.
Well, she has been cheated on in the past.
So I forgot about that.
So I think she's just going to have... I forgot
about every single one of these person's past and like kids and everything.
Yeah, I just think it's that backstory. I don't think Josh is going to cheat with Haley.
No, absolutely not. Oh, why would he do that?
Yeah, I just thought that's what you said because you were like where this edit's changing. And
I was just frustrated because I was like, why would... Kathy, you're so beautiful and you guys have such a good relationship. Why would you get jealous? I forgot you'd been cheated on.
Yeah.
It's like, why would you get jealous of Haley?
Yeah.
Who's far too busy to be having an affair with Josh. She's got advice to give left, right, and center. Yeah, she's got a whole counseling service.
I did write down at one point, I think Haley confuses an empath with narcissistic personality disorder. So I'm sorry that I've diagnosed. I don't mean to.
A bit of armchair psychology, okay?
I love a bit of armchair psychology.
Yeah, it just made no sense to me, but I forgot she'd been cheated on. Poor Kathy.
Yeah.
Why would you cheat on Kathy?
Nobody would cheat on
Kathy. I mean, you shouldn't cheat on anyone, but that's crazy.
Shithead.
How can you cheat on Kathy? That's crazy.
Yeah. She's so beautiful.
Shouldn't cheat on anyone. Yeah. Again. But it's crazy. Sorry, I just love Kathy. And then we have Michael pulling Mikey aside to tell him what Natasha said. For some reason, he feels this is his duty. Michael is a shit stirrer. Yes. I don't like this.
No, this is not nice.
Because this is only meant to stir the shit and to hurt. Again, I feel like I've talked about this before. I'd prefer to not know what bad things people have said about me. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess if it was a rumor, you might want to know or like... information had got, I don't know, it just seems he did not have Mikey's feelings in mind the way he says he does. That's my interpretation. So he does it in a way that completely riles Mikey up because he makes him feel really insecure about it. He's like, I would never put up with that, whereas he easily could have just brushed it off as a joke, which it was, and one that they made to camera to the entire country.
Yeah,
so I fully understand why she thought it would be fine to joke about to like
people
18 other people at a party.
Yeah.
When the whole country's gonna see it.
Yeah. I didn't like though when Mikey stormed out and Natasha went after him to go have a chat, and then Michael, did you hear what he yelled out?
What?
He yelled out, "Don't worry, he'll be back in 10 seconds." And I was like, "You need to shut up."
Oh yeah, you're so concerned about Mikey and being disrespected, and then you're gonna make a joke about it. You don't care.
Yeah.
Little shit. I would never be friends. If I had to pick someone to not be friends with here, it would be Michael.
Okay, this is when I fall in love with Ivan more.
What happened?
Because Ivan has a...
So like, Mikey's upset.
Ivan chats with Mikey.
Yeah.
Now, remember last week, Alex told Ivan not to get involved with drama, and then he said something to Haley, and it blew up.
Yes.
Now, this week, he's gone out to chat with Mikey because he likes Mikey, and he comes back in, and he sits down with Natasha and tells Natasha what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And when he does it in a way that he doesn't really tell her what's happening, but he says, like, you need to go and chat with Mikey about it.
Yeah.
In a way that he's not airing grievances and he's not gossiping. Yeah. And he's not doing any of that. And that's really nice because it seems like he's like, oh, if I do that, even if I want to, it's going to make Alex annoyed with me and upset with me. And he's respecting her. And she's making him a better person.
I feel like he wouldn't have done it anyway. I don't think he's like a bad person.
Yeah.
I think he's just can be a little bit annoying.
Yeah. I mean, last week he did say, what's the goss?
I don't think that's the same as being like, your husband left you.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think what's the goss is really that bad. Anyway, team Ivan, team Alex. So Ivan tells Natasha. She responds by, so many people here are so bad at conflict resolution, it's insane.
Yeah.
No wonder they've gone on a TV to find a husband or wife. So he's sitting on a couch alone And then Natasha walks past him on the way out and says, Mikey, I'm in sorry I embarrassed you, but I'm leaving. Why are you pissed off?
Yeah.
Talk to him. What are you doing? This is not how things get resolved. Like, so many people here can't handle someone being upset at them to the point where they just blow it up.
Anyway, now the next thing is just tomorrow they're going to decide if they're staying in relationships or not.
Great.
Which means we have couples on the rocks, Tash and Amanda, Mikey and Natasha.
Yeah.
And Michelle and Steve.
Yeah.
Is that all the couples that are on the rocks?
Kathy and Josh now. Because she's jealous. It seems like they get into Connie and John.
Oh, yeah.
They're on the rocks.
Poppy and Thing have gone now.
Yeah, they've
gone. Which is also nobody at all at the dinner party mentioned them. So I feel like that's also a cover-up.
That's true.
Because they would have been talking about it at some point,
that's true. So obviously a lot of people not doing well.
Yeah.
At all. And we see a few leave cards. But we've seen in the... So obviously they say stay or leave. But we've seen in the past that they have used shots from other commitment ceremonies.
Yes.
To just fake the amount of leaves that happen.
That is true.
It's like you can't trust these reality television programs editing.
It is so annoying. Anyway.
My God, we did it.
We've done it. We've gotten to the end of another week of maths.
How did we do it?
Who knows? Should I read the song bio for this week?
Yeah, I think it's really boring.
Okay, well, Kevin, don't disappoint us. So this is Kevin McLeod's description of the song this week. The song this week was Night in Venice. We chose it because it was Intimacy Week, and we wanted something a little bit more romantic for you. So this is Kevin McLeod's description. Just your run-of-the-mill nice jazz processed to sound a lot older than it is. Thanks, Kevin.
Cool. Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks, Kevin.
Can't win them all, you know?
No. Sometimes I feel like Kevin writes very matter-of-fact descriptions of what's actually happening. And then other days I feel like he wakes up and he's like, I feel like I've got a little bit of pizzazz today.
That's what I like about Kevin McLeod. He feels it out. He doesn't prescribe to one way of living. He just does whatever he wants. Does he feel like making music today? Does he feel like making graph paper? He can do it all. He's a renaissance
man. But just
man.
Music and graph paper.
Well, that is all to me.
Do you reckon he's a millionaire? Because everybody it's in the free. World... Yeah, but surely, I don't know, do people donate money to him?
Oh, shit. I wonder if you can. Oh, he has a Patreon. Let's look at it. Let's see his Patreon. How many people you got? He gets $1,171 a month.
Wow. That's not
millionaire.
Much.
I mean, that's American money.
That's true. He could maybe pay
that'd
his rent
like
with it.
That'd be like $2,500 Australian.
Whoa.
Whoa, whoa.
Whoa, baby.
Whoa, whoa.
Whoa.
I mean, that's good. There's a lot of music available out there. There is less music that is appropriate for filmmakers. There is even less music that is free. I'm changing that.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, you are, Kevin McLeod.
Thanks, Kevin McLeod.
God, I love this guy. All right. Anyway, got some bad news.
What?
No new reviews.
We're cancelling the pod.
I guess we're never going to find out what happens to all these couples.
Will they or
won't
they?
There's no other way. There's no other way because only we can access the TV show and there's no other podcast about reality television. None. So I don't know what to say. You brought it on yourselves.
Yep, you did this. The ones of you who haven't reviewed, you've ruined it for everybody else. They've already reviewed.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're letting them down.
So now they've written a review in good faith that someone else will, you know...
Pick up the baton.
The baton, yes. And where are you? You're not even on the track.
Everybody's got a job in this podcast, guys.
Yeah. Ours is to do... Hours of free content.
It's like so many hours.
So many hours.
You would have to listen for days to get through all the content.
Days.
Days. Including night time.
Yeah, including sleeping. Or could be a week even if you didn't...
Only the daytime and not the night time.
And what do you have to do? Write one little review.
Takes what? 5 minutes to log in, get an account if you have to do that.
Yeah. Oh, figure out iTunes. Oh, you've forgotten your password.
Whatever.
Oh, you have to go in and change your password.
With a few letters and numbers.
But you can't even do that. So... seems like an unfair deal, so we're podcast cancelled.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Maths, maths.
Maths, maths, bitch.
A
maps, bitch, maps, bitch, maps, bitch. It's intimacy week.
On maps, bitch.
On maps, a maps, a maps, bitch.
Maths, bitch.
Maths, bitch.
Give me that intimacy.
Maths, bitch.
Show me some intimacy.
Give it up for maths, bitch.
Intimacy week, a maths, bitch.
Intimacy week, a maths, bitch.
Intimacy week, a maths, bitch.
Intimacy week is not fucking.
It's more to intimacy than fucking.
So much more to intimacy than boning now.
That this week got maps, bitch.
Maps, bitch.
Bippity
wop wow. Bippity bow. Maps, bitch.
Maps, bitch.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.